Hi there. So let's look at custom domain. By default, your ZenBilling address will be something .zenbilling.com, like here, testme.zenbilling.com. You can see up here. That's your default ZenBilling address. And that's fine for many purposes, but some payment providers insist that you own the domain that your store is on. So in this case, ZenBilling.com belongs to me, and so you don't own that. What you need to do is go in here under custom domain and enter a domain that you own. But first you need to point that over to me. So maybe you've bought it via, I tend to use gratisDNS, gratisDNS.dk, or you could use GoDaddy. I don't actually have any GoDaddy domains that I could show you in my account, but, here's how it works generally. You need to pick a domain that you're going to use. In this case, here is TrueCorp, thetruecorp.com. And you can use either the top-level domain or a subdomain. And a subdomain means like is something like shop.thetruecorp.com. And what you want to do is add what's called an A record, In this case, enter A. And if we do shop.thetruecorp.com, and then over here, it says we need to point it over to this IP address. And we do that here. That's going to point it over to my server. And then, you know, then we can enter shop.thetruecorp.com in here. And eventually it's going to work. It takes a minute. So right now it says the domain, this is not configured correctly. It's pointing to that address, but it should be pointing to this address. And that's because it takes some time for this information to propagate across the web. It might take up to a whole 24 hours. Alternatively, if it's a subdomain, you can actually, let's delete this, and then what you can do instead that's more slightly more safe is use a CNAME. And the CNAME, you do shop.this, and then you point it to here to your this address, so testme. So your ZenBilling account, like this, add that. And that means that even if we at some point move the server to be in a different location, it's still gonna work, because now this is just like a pointer over to testme.zenbilling.com, and so we're gonna make sure that this is changed. If you're using the A record, then whenever we happen to move our servers for whatever reason, you would have to change your IP address setting as well. Let's hit save here. It's still not configured correctly because there's a time lag again. Time lag. It takes some time before this to take effect. But check in. We're going to check continuously and see if the domain is pointing correctly. And as soon as it is, we're going to start responding to this in the way that you would want it. So check in, within a day or something and see if it's working then. And if it's not, then contact support and we'll take a look into it. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.